Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. Northfield Police, Fire, and Ambulance responded last night to an incident at the DJJD Carnival around 9:45. KYMN spoke with committee officials who confirmed that a drive cable skipped, which stopped the Ferris wheel. No one was injured, but first responders were called to the scene, as the 911 caller said there were. Carnival employees manually started the wheel within moments and were able to get everyone safely off the ride. The 911 call did attract the Department of Labor. Carnival management said they fixed the cable last night but are going through it all today to make certain it is fully operational for this evening. Again, no one is reported injured. There were a series of mailbox thefts recently. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn said they've made three arrests. Two have been charged. He said they were stealing from mailboxes in rural Northfield, Nerstrand, and Denison, taking checks and forging them. The main suspect is yet to be charged as he's being held in another county for outstanding warrants there, which must be dealt with first.
I would recommend try to avoid putting checks in the mail. If you know you're going to be getting a check, see if they can do a direct deposit. If not, get your mail as soon as you can.
If you don't get a check that you've been expecting, call the establishment it should be coming from and make sure they've sent it. A dentist man was arrested last week for cashing fraudulent checks, although he is not charged with stealing from the mailboxes. Senator Tina Smith introduced a bill to bring down the costs of prescription medications. She explains the Affordable Medications Act of 2018 addresses the issues in multiple ways.
The first is it takes specific steps to make drugs more affordable. And it does that by allowing Medicare to use its buying power to negotiate directly with the big drug companies, which would lower prices for everybody.
Additionally, it would allow for the safe importation of drugs from Canada. There are provisions in her bill to make the prices of these medications more transparent. I spoke with the senator yesterday. Her full interview is on KYMNradio.net. This morning, members of the senator's staff were at Laura Baker Services Association discussing the bill and hearing health care concerns from citizens. And the Northfield Historical Society is hosting the author of Shot All to Hell, Mark Gardner, and illustrator Nate Olson this weekend during DJJD. The book, originally written in 2013, is the true story of the James Younger Gang's ill-fated Northfield bank robbery. Gardner explains the recent adaptation with graphics.
Nate is a very accomplished artist and had approached me because of his Northfield connections and sent me samples of his work, which were outstanding. And we tried to line out how this graphic novel would come about. And he found a publisher. So this is a fully illustrated, beautiful color adaptation of that original book.
Nate's parents have firm ties in Northfield, and he had learned about the raid growing up. After he read Shot All to Hell, he thought it would make a fantastic graphic novel.
The challenge at first was really figuring out how to turn a 300-page book into like a 120, 150-page graphic novel. I found that each page of text became like two pages of a graphic novel.
The book is available at the Northfield Historical Society Museum store and outside at the tent this weekend. Stop by and see Gardner and Olson. They're signing books and talking with folks today and tomorrow. Olson will be here Sunday, too. Their full interview is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.